Welcome to Under the Training Book. For this episode, I'm trying to see how well it does recording straight off the Podbean app. And if it works okay, I'm thinking about recording some episodes of Under the Training Book like this. Maybe even use this for interviews on the spot when I can't take my laptop with me. The only thing it would make me not want to do is, if the quality is good, is because then I can't attach, like, theme music and stuff, and really edit it very well. Because it's hard enough for me to edit on, like, a laptop, more or less on the phone. But, I'll see how it goes. If it does, I'll record more of these. Even though I've joked about doing Under Training Book as a nightly show, I'm probably not going to do it. It's going to be part of weekly schedule shows, like, I mean, daily, weekday. Sorry, it's late at night. I plan to start in January, which we'll have a new show every weekday with the two monthly shows, Talking with Mar and Tim Pod, which Tim Pod has more than one a month sometimes when we do the interviews, and then Sunday Night Movie Night, which will be monthly. Those will probably come out on weekends, but I've also, like, want Under the Training Book to be where I will record it as often as I want to also. So with that being said, I probably won't do a story like with this episode, but I'll go over, like, some Facebook trending news and talk about it. First on the trending news is the Oakland Raiders clinching a playoff berth. I'm a huge Raiders fan. I have been since I was a little. I have to say right up front, the main reason was the uniforms, and then I like the story that going. Al Davis seemed like more like a pro wrestling manager in a way than the owner of, like, a sports team. And overall, I like the Raiders stories. I haven't been able to watch much sports the past few years because we don't have cable anymore. I mainly do Netflix and Hulu and stuff. But I'm glad to see that the Raiders are doing good, and it looks like they're turning around the franchise good there. Second story is Aaron Hernandez identified as shooter in 2012 double slaying. Man, talking about somebody who had almost it all and, like, fucked it up. This guy, I mean, when the Patriots were abundance of tight ends, they had two great ones, and Aaron Hernandez was one of them, Gronk was the other one. And then this story with him, like, it's like, this is not, like, in the least bit, like, a tragedy, because this was somebody with a lot of talent, and he did it. I mean, he did this to himself. He fucked up. This guy was a piece of shit. Everything that comes out about him seems like he's a piece of shit. And he's going to spend more and more time in jail. More and more shit's coming out about him. Number three story, Xbox Live games with gold for January 2017 revealed. We have a PlayStation 3 because a friend, good friend, and editor, and great photographer, Tina, who I refer to as Queen sometimes on stuff, her and her mom gave it to us as a Christmas, or actually as an apartment warming gift when we moved recently. So that's what we're playing. So we're probably not going to get a new system. I have to tell you, my favorite modern system was actually an Xbox. I loved the games on it. Number four is Jonathan Stewart. It was like a football player, had his face mask knocked off. I had one crack once when I was in peanut football. So that's kind of scary. Flip or Flop to end in 2017. Where I work, they watch all these, like, home improvement shows, so I've actually seen the show quite a few times with this couple, and now it looks like they're getting divorced, so the show's probably going to end. They both seem kind of snobby and not very likable at all. Some of these shows, like, at least the hosts are likable in some way. Neither one of these people I like, and I just liked when things went wrong for them on the show because neither one of them were likable. Odell Beckham Jr. throws shade at NFL for not finding Ezekiel Elliott. Yeah, the NFL fines for celebrations and stuff still. I mean, it goes back to that. Was it Jerry Glanville who said NFL stands for, no. I think it was actually Jimmy Johnson that said NFL stands for not fun league. Jerry Glanville said not for long when he was telling referees, and when I made a bad call once, he was like, you know what NFL stands for? Not for long when you make calls like that for me. That was pretty cool. Actress Margaret Robbie ties their knot with director. Interesting that this comes up because I just watched her in the Suicide Squad. I finally watched the movie and I really enjoyed it, actually. Not a great movie by any means. I mean, it's just a basic action movie. I said on my blog and other things that I think what hurt Suicide Squad was the same thing I'm scared will hurt Justice League, is you have no investment in these characters before they're put together all in one movie, and they all, when you have a big movie like that, you don't get a lot of time to get to know them in those type movies. So what I think may hurt Justice League, even though I'm really looking forward to it, hurt this movie is that if they'd had time, like if each one of these characters were actually established in other movies, I think you would have liked it a lot more. And they tried to do it in little ways by having like the Flash capture Captain Boomerang, Batman capture Deadshot, you know, Batman fighting Joker and Harlequin. But it still wasn't, I don't think, enough. And I think, even though I think the criticism a lot of people laid against it was, oh, so awful a movie, I don't think it was an awful movie. I actually loved all the performances. I loved the casting. Even Jared Leto wasn't terrible, but I was just so happy to see a different take on the Joker because we'd seen so much along the same lines. Still not the worst Joker. That would go back to the Batman with the really kind of racist, Rastafarian, straitjacket Joker, which was just awful. But he wasn't terrible. He was just boring as the Joker more than anything else. It was just kind of boring. My opinion, I think the scene in the spoilers where the surprise reveal is that they're rescuing Amanda Waller from inside the city. I think it would have been cool if the person they were rescuing inside the city was actually pulling the Joker out because they had plans for him for a Suicide Squad mission. And then they could have took down the baddie. I thought if the baddie was actually less powerful, it would actually been better also. That's my opinions on Suicide Squad. But getting back to Margaret Robbie, I thought she did a very good job, and I like to see her in a whole movie where she could stretch that character more. So that's really that. This is a really short one to test the waters and see how this goes. So I'll talk to y'all later. Be good to one another, and I'll be back to cussing on this, ranting on this, reading an old blog entry, and all that jazz next time. So, see you later.